Pakistan's stock and currency markets surged on Wednesday after Islamabad reached a staff-level agreement, SLA, with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, easing investor concerns and reinforcing hopes of economic stability. The IMF announced Tuesday that it had concluded a staff-level agreement on the first review under Pakistan's Extended Fund Facility, EFF, as well as a new arrangement under the Resilience and Sustainability Facility. Subject to approval from the IMF's executive board, the deal will unlock about $1 billion, bringing total disbursements under the EFF to approximately $2 billion. The development sparked a sharp rally at the Pakistan Stock Exchange, with the benchmark KSE 100 index hitting an intraday high of 118,220 points, up 1.4% or 1,588 points. The index eventually closed at 117,772 points, marking a 1% daily gain. Definitely, the IMF agreement on Pakistan's first review and climate financing was a major trigger for the market, said Sana Tafiq, head of research at Arif Habib Limited. Unless, she added that the index could hit a record 123,000 points by June, fueled by IMF inflows and improved market sentiment. Finance advisor Khurram Shahzad emphasized the government's commitment to structural reforms, stating, "We are committed to structural reforms for sustainable long-term growth and prosperity." Pakistan projects a 3.6% GDP growth for the current fiscal year. Alongside the stock market, the Pakistani rupee also gained slightly, closing at 280 rupees and 20 paise against the US dollar in the interbank market, a 0.1% appreciation. The rupee, which has seen a 0.7% depreciation since July, has remained largely stable in the RS 280-281 range. The rupee would have taken a hit had this agreement not been made, said Oisul Haq, a foreign exchange dealer at Arif Habib Limited, who projected continued currency stability. Anything below this rate would hurt exporters, he noted. A steady inflow of remittances has also helped support the rupee. Pakistan expects over $35 billion in remittances this fiscal year, with a record $1.3 billion received in February, boosted by seasonal events such as Ramadan and Eid. Mohammad Zafar Paracha, Secretary General of the Exchange Companies Association of Pakistan, said the IMF agreement had a calming effect on the currency market. The rupee has shown some appreciation and will strengthen more in the days to come, he stated. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said the IMF agreement would contribute to long-term economic stability. He highlighted an improved tax-to-GDP ratio of 10.6%, surpassing the IMF's target of 10.2%, and marking the highest ratio in 4 years. He said the IMF had originally required tax collection of 12.9 trillion rupees this fiscal year, but later revised the target to 12.1 trillion rupees. Pakistan set its own target at 12.33 trillion rupees and has achieved a 26% increase in revenue collection, which the premier described as a quantum jump.